Good morning. This is Mark Gold with Top Dirt Ag Marketing, bringing you the pre-opening Chicago Board of Trade grain comments for today, Tuesday, June 13th. In the news this morning, overnight EBOT prices were July corn up 6 cents at 623 and a quarter. December corn was up 8 cents at 557 and a quarter. July wheat up 2 and 3 quarter cents at 636 and a half. July beans up 20 and 3 quarter cents at 1393 and a half. And November beans up 16 and 3 quarter cents at 1225. And three quarters. Well, we were lower early in the evening despite the reductions in the crop ratings. Corn down 3%, beans down 3%. That's a pretty good 2-week drop. And but we opened lower anyway. Looked like the market thought that there was enough rain around and people didn't want to miss out on this rally. But by 1 o'clock in the morning, the beans started to rally, corn rallied, and we had these pretty solid closes here. For the evening session. The states that are in the most trouble out here, Indiana, Kentucky, Michigan, Pennsylvania, South Dakota, Wisconsin, and Illinois to some extent. So we've got a good chunk of the Midwest still having problems. Now there are some scattered rains around, but the market certainly ignored it again like it did yesterday. Wheat harvest is 8% complete versus 9 on average. Spring wheat is 97% planted versus 97 on average. The spring wheat is rated 60% good to excellent. Winter wheat was up 2 percentage points to 38% good to excellent. We've got 96% of the soybeans planted versus 86 on average. I think we'll get that finished up here this week. So the big question is, how much wheat is going to fall? Where is it going to fall? One of my clients was telling me he was at a national meeting of seed dealers, and virtually everybody in the room was talking about how bad the crops look. The stands are poor, corn and beans, and he didn't feel like the market really appreciated how bad the situation is out there. And that may be the case. Until we see a real drought-busting rain, I would say that the pros are going to be doing what they've been doing. They're buying the breaks when there's some rain in the forecast. They're selling it when they get a good forecast, which has been the pattern. If we're higher here this morning, are the pros going to sell it? I wouldn't be surprised that sometime in the first 15 minutes, the pros might turn around and try to sell this thing, take advantage of it, because there is some rain around. So we've got the crude oil up $2 a barrel. We've got the dollar down 53 ticks. That should all be a little bit helpful. The grains here this morning. If you have any questions, give us a call 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE.